Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about bizarre birthing. Oh, before we do that, just real quick, coming up in about 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
Benson Boone code word. That's you heard right. One this morning with BJ and Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one coming up in the 5 o'clock
We've
hour.
Got a fresh
us.
One for you.
Fresh word. Yeah, by the way. You're not cheating the system by entering their number. Everybody's like, oh, they, it's going to be the same. Their code word. It's mm-hmm. not going to be the same word.
And a reminder, this is not for Benson Boone here. This is for Benson Boone in his hometown of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So it's a flyaway, airplane, hotel, the whole thing. So we'll have that for you in a couple hours. Bizarre birth. What's the weirdest? Is any of you born weird?
Yeah.
What?
Of course.
All right.
Rude.
No, I just feel like if anyone in this room was gonna have a bizarre birth story.
You were born weird? How were you born weird?
Physically not, but my birthday is April Fool's Day.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
My mom was going into labor. My dad was a sheriff. He got home from duty. She was like, Pat, I think I'm in labor. He said, you're messing with me. You were just joking.
Because it's
April Fool's
so
Day. She's like, no, I'm in labor.
Do you see the puddle of water on the...
And I had two older siblings, so like, I was ready to slip on out of there.
Oh.
Okay. And so they get to the hospital. My mom has me, and she's like, my dad sees me, and he's like, this isn't my kid. I'm the only redhead in the family. So he's like, this is not biologically mine. And my mom is like, this isn't biologically mine either. I don't know who this is.
Didn't she have a little bit of red hair?
No. She was like platinum blonde when she was first born, and it kind of went like dirty blonde, and then my brother's a brunette.
So your parents, your bizarre birth story is your parents said, I don't claim that one.
Yeah.
What?
They did. They took me home.
Your mom handed you to him, and he's like, you're really taking this joke pretty far.
Yeah. Right? This is a lot. Okay, let's go home.
Wow.
Okay, what I was looking for was like a 27-year-old woman in Los Angeles gave birth on the floor of a pickup.
Oh.
She wanted to do the natural delivery anyway, so I guess it was okay. She wasn't going to do like the induction or the epidural, which is psychotic. Mm. I can see Erica being one of those people who's like,
"No. Drug me up." Drug me up.
Really?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I will not be going through that with nothing.
Oh, God, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And you're going to use fake diapers and fake baby food and the whole thing. Because there's so many moms who are doing, I want to do cloth diapers wash them. You're not.
As
just get Pampers and shut up.
We try to limit our plastics intake. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah. Now when it comes to diapers, you just want that out. You don't want that in your washing machine. Trust me.
No,
you know?
I get, I'm good. I'm good.
And baby food. I'm going to boil food and I'm going to mash it with my own hands.
Didn't AHAC make her
She
own
tried
baby
it.
Food?
Did she stick with it?
She did it. Yeah. Yeah.
We made. You never bought Gerber?
No, I've never popped a jar of it. Mm-mm.
That's psychotic. I'm proud of you guys.
She just made it and then you freeze it. And then it made it easy for me.
Yeah,
too.
That's awesome.
Like two cubes of carrots for the baby.
Oh, she put it in like ice cube trays?
And one for me if I'm good.
Oh.
Anyway, this woman had one foot on the back of her seat, crying and yelling and telling her mom, she's coming! She couldn't wait any longer.
She by herself?
I think her mom, she was at her, yeah, her mom was driving her to the hospital in the truck. Okay. So her mom did it.
Oh, man.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for. I remember we had one story where this person, like, they made it to the hospital, and as they were walking through, she couldn't get any farther. So she like fell down
and gave birth right there,
right at the entrance. So then like the baby's coming out and almost getting hit by the whoop, 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 the doors that are like, cause they just kept like, they're trying to close. They're like, what the hell? And it's like, wah, wah, just, yeah. And the paramedics are all standing around going, well, in here. And just get in.
Yeah, well,
hey,
you're so close.
You don't have the bill, right?
No, they still find a way.
Oh, come on.
Seth Meyers, do you remember his wife gave birth in the lobby of their building?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah, their first baby, it was like happening real quick, so they were rushing there in an Uber to the hospital. Second baby, there was no Uber. Baby was born in the lobby.
As Aaron was saying, that second and third one do slide out way easier.
I just don't know that I like this terminology.
It's like Waterworld. You're just
well,
like,
I'm the fourth, so imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine your mom just like took one step forward and it was like.
I was 10 pounds. So no, I don't think
maybe
that
not
happened.
Slipped out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've got a weird birthing story, either you had a kid weird, you were the kid had weird, or you helped somebody give birth, we want to hear your bizarre birthing stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
It wasn't too bizarre with us. I remember my wife's water broke at 6 a.m. And this is like a PSA. That doesn't always happen. That, in fact, most of the time, that doesn't happen.
They sometimes have to use the crochet needle.
If you watch TV or movies, you think that has to happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. For
yeah, I feel like that should be covered in school
at
some point.
Yeah, it's not real.
But anyways, she got me up like, my water broke. And so we're running around trying to get everything because it was a little earlier than we thought. And I remember I had socks that, like, I didn't have any clean socks, so I had a new pair, and I tried to cut the tag off them, and I cut the socks. I just, like, cut the socks in my panic.
So in your bizarre birthing story, it's just about your footwear?
Kinda, yeah.
Did you still wear them?
No, I threw them out. I'm like, okay, I guess.
You just panicked.
I didn't tell my wife that, because she's like, well, how are you going to go? It's 6 a.m. Like, we're in this for the long haul. How are you going to be by my side? You already cut your socks in half.
Yeah, you're not, helpful. Like,
she has the car started, and she's loading it up, and she's feeding the dogs.
are such a waste.
Oh, I cut my hair, too. I don't know.
Do you think we'll get anybody who didn't know they were pregnant?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would love that story.
I think that's more common than we realize.
It can't be.
I have one high school friend that happened to.
She was just in denial.
No. She did not show at all. Because the baby went inside, like towards her back instead of out. She had regular periods. She
must
literally
have
had
regular periods.
Back
just
pain.
Like,
she went in with stomach cramps and they said, you're in labor.
I could not fathom this. But what's weird is I did have a dream that one of my high school friends had that. She told me, I'm pregnant with identical twins, but she was not showing.
That's a really weird thing, because one of the stories like from the Reddit thread or whatever was talking about somebody, mom, she's in there, she's pushing, and then she gets to hear the telltale, and she's like, okay, and doctor's like, push again, and she's like, dude.
There was
idiot.
Another baby.
And she was like, okay, I'll give you one more. I don't know, am I shoving the placenta out?
Right.
And it's like, baby number two.
No, that is
and
my
so
new
I don't know
worst
if the other
fear.
Baby was like shadowing, like it, full of ultrasounds. Like you got a bad ultrasound tech,
also,
and you didn't see the two babies.
You listened to the heartbeat there.
It's like, yeah, you would think.
Oh,
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Old Half Socks over there.
Oh my God, that is your indigenous person's name. All right, if you have had a bizarre birth, we want to hear the story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who've delivered bizarrely. Bizarre birthing. Jenica?
Yay!
Bizarre birth. Hi. What happened?
So I was on a mission trip to Haiti when I was 18, and we had all sorts of people coming in for different things, and this 19-year-old came in and was in active labor, and we could not turn her away. So I was fortunate enough to hold her right leg and watch my first live birth at the age of 18, and she gave birth to a healthy 6-pound, 8-ounce babe girl and walked up the mountain after she gave birth.
You just handed her the baby. She's like, thanks. Peace. Yep. Later.
Yep, thanks. Yep, literally. It was the craziest thing I have ever witnessed before. And I'm a healthcare provider now. But it was wild.
I didn't even witness the birth of my own kids.
You were up top.
I stayed up top and then they ended up doing.
Okay, I wish you wouldn't refer to it as that.
She didn't want to do that, but they should.
I had to look.
No way are you going
to
look.
I had to. Once I was like thinking I couldn't, so I was looking away, and then I kind of caught a glance, and then I was like, I have to see it.
Well, that is information
I can't believe I know about you.
Did you?
You got to do it.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorite places on earth. Cool. I don't want to see anyone else. Like,
well, and I don't know if Slacker will have that chance again.
Wow. I hope. Yeah, no, it was really, really cool.
I might just wander into the.
I'm still here.
Were you freaked though, Jenica, or you just didn't? You just no time to react. You just went with it.
There's a great picture of me actually of one of the other healthcare providers there was filming it because she did give permission, and there's a still shot of my face just in absolute shock and my eyes bulging out of
because there's a baby coming out of the
an actual human being is coming
it's
out
like
of
hey what's that right oh
I like that you're thrilled by this, not weirded out, not
scarred,
freaked out. Yeah,
scarred is what I would be.
Amazed by it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, and you became a healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Yep, I'm a home health occupational therapist now and work with kiddos.
All right,
thank you, Jenica. You're an angel.
That's Ash.
Yay!
Bizarre birthing. What happened?
I was a corporate pilot, and me and my first officer were toting around four people in the back. And we ended up having a small issue that occurred at altitude. And the moment we were dealing with that, we heard some screams in the back. And the female passenger was having a baby. And so at that time, I happened to be an EMT paramedic. So I had to kind of hand the controls over and deliver a baby in the air. While
you're supposed to be flying the plane.
You're all, which you're one's welcome. More important?
The plane?
There's another pilot. It's fine.
Yeah, you know.
My drink refill.
You delivered a baby in the air, but you're the pilot.
Yeah.
Yes, you bet. You bet. But we're both qualified, but it was the cleaning bill was outrageous. I'll tell you that.
The cleaning bill.
You have the best two truths and a lie ever.
That is so wild. I don't even know what to do with that. Wow.
No.
And you're just so calm because I think when you're a pilot, you have to you can't be rattled by things. You have to be deal with the problems. And it's like, oh, somebody's having a baby. Of course they are. I'll run back there. Do that real quick.
Right. And then I'll get back to flying the plane.
Flying the aircraft that was clearly having some sort of problem.
Yeah.
Also.
And then my drink or what?
Ash, thank you. I said my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
David.
Yeah.
Bizarre birthing. What happened to you?
With my fourth child, I was sleeping. It was like 4 a.m, I think 5 a.m. My wife wakes me up saying she feels like we need to go to the hospital. Okay, but I just lay there kind of because we had the other three. I thought we had some time, but I didn't know she's been sitting in the bathtub because the water helps with labor and everything. And then so she said we got to hurry up, and I didn't have enough time to grab everything. So we were leaving. She's like, we're not going to make it, because she couldn't even see in the car. And I was like, yeah, we will. Like, I thought we had time. So she was finally able to get in the car. We got all the kids in the car, and we're driving, and she's just in pain. So I get on the phone with the police to try to get an ambulance to meet us somewhere, but they said we had to stop. I was like, well, I'm not going to stop. I'm trying to get to the hospital. And so they're like, well, I don't know. So I'm on the phone, and she's like, we're not going to make it. I was like, yeah, we are. She's like, I can feel her head. I was like, what do you mean you feel her head? And she pulled her pants down, and the baby's head was right there.
I was like, oh, 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 my God! I know so that's where it comes from, but, you know, it's just like a horror movie. You're like, no, we're not going to make it. And it's like, and hey, we're, you're not going to make it.
The baby's like, you're not going to make it.
So then did you just pull it out?
Well, I was driving, so I had to, like, get off and find a safe spot because the highways aren't safe. So it was on I-25 downtown, and then I had to get off on 20th. It's right by the Rocky Stadium. So I get off, and I get off on the intersection, stop right in the middle of the intersection with the lights, and so the ambulance could kind of find us. And there's a car stopped. I tried to ask them for help. They just drove by and then staring at us.
Oh,
and then,
no offense. If someone was like, am
a baby now, I'd be like, okay, crazy person.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Don't know. You don't know. It could have been a nurse or something. So I was like, whatever. Yeah. So I ran around and I grabbed my, like, looked and I was like, I guess push, you know, because I'm the only one there. And she just kind of flies out and I catch her and then all the fluids come and I'm like, so it feels crazy. So I just grab her and I just remember what the other doctor said from the other kid. And I just put her on my wife's, like, chest, and I'm just looking at her, and I'm, like, asking the dispatcher, well, what do I do? What do I do? And they didn't even know. You could tell they were on the
computer. Your kids didn't even know? Or are you talking about the EMTs?
No, the dispatch people.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're still on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, then, man.
Listen, man, you're just in a car. We just had a pilot do it.
Yeah.
Quit your complaining.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Let's do a little news. Or let's not.
News.
No. News.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope? Anybody who used a nope this week? I don't think they have.
I don't think so.
They were nope free.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. You really want to get started.
I do want to get started.
Why do you have that face? Is it something?
This good could evening. Be,
oh, man, you're so excited that I might just take the joy from you.
Welcome to the program. You're not answering. I keep saying good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay. Today, the season finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty is out on Amazon Prime. I don't believe what I'm about to say is a spoiler because I myself have not watched the episode yet. I will be watching when I get home from work today. I saw a post on Instagram.
What are you?
Belly. And I know you're very concerned.
What are you doing?
Belly and Conrad.
Yeah. Okay.
You watch the show?
Sure.
Okay.
You're acting invested, but you don't know anything about it.
You're part of the listener. She's going to spoil something. I don't think
this is a spoiler.
You're telling me that there's a character named Belly.
Yeah. Erin has also not watched this, and I do think you'd really like it. Her real name's Isabel, but the brothers call her Belly when they're young, and so
before so you go Belly. Any further, I just want to point out the irony of something happening in the studio right now.
What?
T-Hack acting like, there's a spoiler. When he... fully destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Fully destroyed unknown number for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've learned my lesson. I don't want to repeat it. I'm afraid. I've seen the wrath that can bring.
Believe me.
Hint.
I wouldn't
over
do
there.
What you did.
Okay. So so
there was a post of two of the main characters standing.
Belly and
Conrad.
Yeah.
Standing on the red carpet of the premiere of the finale, which is a funny thing.
Oh.
But behind them was the sign that says, The Summer I Turned Pretty, the movie. So I don't know. I am aware. All the comments were like, the what? And the Summer I Turned Pretty account was going, you see what's happening. You see it.
Can you walk me through this? Is this a reality show?
No, this is a scripted TV show that's on Amazon Prime, but it is based on novels written by Jenny Han.
Okay.
Features a
lot of Taylor Swift music. Like every episode you get like four Taylor Swift songs.
Now
I don't know how their budget works.
No, I get it.
It is the most juvenile show, but man, am I hooked. And my sisters and I text every single week.
So is it like a One Tree Hill or something? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Like high school, high school into college age.
Okay. But then you're saying Amazon has done a one season thing and then they're going to tag it. Oh, this is a three
season. This is the third season.
So then, and you think they're going to wrap it up with a movie.
I think it's going to get tagged with a movie. It's a big deal. Okay. Again, if you have not watched the episode yet, I don't know if there's a teaser to this at the end or what, but that's...
Well, maybe we'll find out tomorrow with News or No. Because you're going to watch it tomorrow.
I am absolutely going to watch it tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Other movie news. Camp Rock 3 is now filming with the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato. She's producing. I'm assuming she's also in the movie. I am very excited for this.
Does this make me a boomer? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
Camp Rock?
I've never even heard of it before this moment.
You've absolutely.
No, I haven't. By the way, I've never watched School of Rock either.
That is so good. Okay. That is one of my favorite movies of all time.
You should watch that now.
Why? Yeah.
School of Rock is so good.
School of Rock is like you if you had a failed career.
Sort of still do have.
No.
No, it's okay. Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, what I'm reading, yes, Jonas Brothers are in it, but then it just says, meanwhile, Lovato will join the brothers as executive producer.
Yeah. I'm assuming she makes at least a cameo.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, is this, what is this? Honest to God, is it real? Is it, or is like,
they're movies.
But they're not playing the Jonas. It's like,
it's a DCOM.
Like what?
It's a Disney Channel original movie. Okay, there were two of them when we were all growing up.
Do you want to know it or no? I mean.
He knows you like Camp Rock.
You're into it too, TX?
I missed Camp Rock. Oh. I was just a little, like my sisters were into it. And I tried to go back and watch it as like a 30-year-old man and it didn't.
It doesn't hold up.
No, I couldn't.
No, but that's the thing is, again, it's a DCOM, so they're very bad.
Yeah.
But that's what makes them good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't even cringe watch it because I hadn't seen it when it, you know, I didn't have the nostalgia for it. Okay. But
you think people listening to our show right now are excited about this news?
Someone screamed in their car.
For real?
Yes.
303-222-5423. Text in right now if you screamed in your car. I don't, like,
what
for real.
Did they scream?
Yeah.
No! Turn off the
radio! That is what they screamed. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This year's Coachella lineup has been announced, and people are very excited about it, it seems. Sabrina Carpenter is one of the headliners. Justin Bieber, one of the headliners, and also Carol G, along with lots of Teddy Swims is going to be there, Central C, Young Thug, fresh out of jail, and Sexy Red will also be performing. But I wanted to ask Erica, as a former Californian, have you ever been to Coachella?
I went once for work. I only went for a day.
Okay.
Like I was there for 24 hours, but.
I would never go. Never. My friends go and they don't even ask me anymore.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine
very
you there.
Dusty. Seems like no
AC.
It's because
it's outside.
I know.
Okay.
Just seems like a lot of, they're like, we got to camp and it's all dirt and it just seems like.
Oh, I did not camp.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Princess no campy.
Okay.
This felt like a story that you would nope yourself.
Nope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't like bringing family business to the air.
Family business? Okay.
it's time for a kind of a family meeting. This is one of those things where we all.
But do you remember what I told you about family meetings?
I know.
They're and very this is traumatic.
This is specifically designed to push you back on your heels a little bit because okay. You're the one resisting a thing.
Yeah.
You're.
Yeah.
If you're new to this whole thing, Erica joined the show months ago, like in
5 months ago.
Feels like longer to some people who text in.
And feels like yesterday to all of us,
it
right?
It does. Yeah. God, the love is still new. Honeymoon phase, we're there. We're still basking in the glow of it. Okay. And I'm not even being facetious.
Right. And is it with a C or a K?
No one ever gets it right. Okay. It's fine.
We had you were tasked with completing a list of things that would turn you into one of us, a Coloradan.
It was the Colorado list.
And may I say, does anybody have the list in front of them? You did.
Yes.
You did tackle all of them. I remember Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Because Casa Bonita, I tried to make a reservation way back when and we just couldn't get in and you could only get in for two. And I think the reservation that I made for all of us is coming up soon. So we might still get to go as a show.
Oh, ooh, great.
Yeah.
But like you got in. Okay. Mm-hmm. I remember we did Edgewater Pizza.
Edgewater Inn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great.
Really good.
Man, that was a fun day too.
It really was.
TX kids were there.
I know, and your ovaries are just like wong, 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 wong.
Yeah, it was when you first experienced that.
I was
that.
Like, holy. Yeah.
Had to peel them away. You know, like, we gotta go, kids.
The ovaries.
That lady's scary.
Okay. You did Pearl Street without us up in Boulder.
Yeah, because I was actually at a wedding up there, so.
So that was cool.
Hit the town.
What else did we do?
We did the Coors tour, and then we ate the burgers. Atomic.
Bob's Atomic.
Yes.
That's right.
That was a good day.
I did Red Rocks. I did it twice, technically. Walked it during the day.
You gone to a concert yet? You have.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron and I went to Teddy Swims.
That's right.
Which was so good. And I get it. I get it.
You're all in, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The concerts there are amazing. Free parking.
We had
Bastion's Sugar Steak.
Yeah.
Did not understand why that was on our list. Thought it was weird. So many people texted in. What the hell? I'm from here. I never went to that. Looks like just a crap hole on the outside. I highly recommend.
Yes.
Push through the super old sign and just the wow, that was good.
Yeah.
And the service was our dude. God, what was it? Patrick, right?
Patrick. Yeah. Yep.
What a cool dude that guy. Ask for Patrick.
Yeah.
That was awesome. What else?
And then we did a Rockies game.
Yeah.
We did.
Some of us did the Manitou Incline.
I'd like to point out, we all did the Manitou Incline.
No, doing the Manitou Incline, you did the Manitou
We at least got the CL in the word.
Did we eat all the pizza? We ate pizza. It counts.
No, it's not the same.
Finish my entire pizza? No, I'm not greedy.
I was ready to end it all on the incline. I have no regrets about
going. Were ready to end it all when we were on our fifth step. You were like, this is crazy.
No. She was ready before we even got there because it was such a disaster.
Because there was a water main leak and whatever.
Yeah, and you guys didn't let me see photos of it before. Had I would have been more mentally prepared. I don't like to do things that I don't understand.
Yeah, and I had forgotten until you're on that road and you look up and there's like a scratch up this giant mountain. Yeah. You're like, that scratch can't possibly be the incline.
Yeah.
And I had eaten an entire pizza that morning. So I don't
And then we did the whitewater rafting, which
was tubing.
Was whitewater tubing.
Okay.
That was a fun day.
So my goal, all of our goal I perceived was at the end of this, we would crown thee. We would get you a sash.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
We would do a party. Yeah, we would do a party.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying no? That's why we're having a family meeting.
I just feel
it's
like.
It's not about you. It's about us. We want to have a party.
This whole thing was about me.
Yeah, it was about you.
I just feel that the four of us could party.
No. I want people who listen, should they be inclined, to come.
Don't use a different word.
Yeah.
Right. Should they be inclined?
Should they be eating a whole pizza?
Let's do this. If I say out loud some of the things in my brain and we can kind of brainstorm it like right here, what we would do at a party like that, and then we have people text in, would you come? Even if you hate Erica.
That's why I don't think people hate you, Erica.
I honestly don't.
There's a select few.
Yeah, they won't come to the party.
Exactly. These are going to be people that want to celebrate that you have fully immersed yourself in Colorado culture.
And what I think the party is.
You just smoke a bowl now and then you're good.
I can't do that one.
I think
the whole thing. Or else it doesn't count.
That is. Dude, you know it's not the same thing. You know. That's ridiculous.
That grin on his face was.
You're so proud of yourself. Yeah.
Let's focus on Erica.
303-222-5423. If we did a Colorado Dunn party, would you be interested in coming? I'm saying we go to some place, like we can't have it at Chili's because that's a chain.
No.
It's got to be like a local place. I know you guys are talking weed. We're not doing it at a dispensary, but we could do it at a brewery or somewhere.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like something like you don't call them microbrews anymore, right? Just breweries.
Yeah.
We pick one of the cool breweries around town. We roll in. We give out some of the crap you did. So if Edgewater wanted to give us a gift card, we'll give it away.
That'd be cool, Edgewater, if you're listening.
Edgewater in? Yes, give us a gift card. We'll plug your business even more than we just did.
Right.
Bastions, same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
we can totally do tickets to a Red Rock show.
And a Rockies game.
Yeah.
Next year.
Real easy to get our hands on tickets to that. Like, and Casa Bonita, get a gift card, maybe a reservation.
Okay.
A parking pass to Manitou and Club.
No. We can't even encourage that.
So it's just celebrating all the things we did.
Would
Colorado,
you come out,
Colorado people. I like it.
Yeah.
Would you come out and drink a beer with us? Maybe we'll even give away some of our bags there.
Oh, yeah.
The Slacker Show slash Other Weird Show bags.
We still have the very coveted bags.
We do. Like, even though Erica doesn't want to be there.
It's not that I don't want to be there. I love Colorado. I am getting married in this state. I made that decision very quickly. Like, Colorado's a part of me now.
Right.
But I don't like to demand that other people show up for that choice of mine.
Here's the way I want you to look. By the way, again, 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. Text, I'm in if you'd come to this. And I'm talking, we're doing this in the next week, 2 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm
within
stressed.
2 or 3 weeks. Like soon.
Yeah.
You know what else we could do? We could bring the diary.
Oh.
We could put it behind some glass or something and people could like go, oh, that's
people
it.
People
right
could
there.
Take a picture with like the diary.
Yes. That's what I'm like, dude,
oh, that's a good
I think
idea.
People would come just for that.
Now I might be locked in. I don't know.
Here's my thing. What type I'm in if you'd come. It's like no way if you don't want to come. Here's the thing, or the way I want you to look at this.
What?
Look at it like a bachelor party. The bachelor party isn't about the groom. I found this out the hard way. I didn't want to have a bachelor party. And all my friends like, hey, this is our day to get away from our wives and go out drinking at a strip club. You are having a bachelor. I'm like, I love my soon to be wife. I don't want to go to the strip club. They're like, shut up. We're going.
We all said that, buddy.
Right.
I do want to clarify, this is not going to be about getting away from your wife and drinking at a strip club.
Don't rule it out yet. Yeah. Shotgun Willie's is an institution. Can we get gift cards from them?
Oh, yeah.
Frankie Vibes!
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So if you're in, 303-222-5423, mm-hmm. how many people would you have to see a text from to agree to this party? 10?
I was going to say like 50. Okay, I
oh,
will
for the
agree,
love of God. I okay, will no, agree 50 to can it be our threshold. 50.
If we if get
50 people
25
say,
texts.
No, 50. Screw it.
Okay.
Without 50, we're not going to do the party.
Okay.
I'm in. 303-222-5423.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP. You can get every single one we've ever done since the beginning of time.
Yes, on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Hack, what do we got?
Today we have the Grinch. I'm sorry, Alex on the line.
Sounds like somebody's taking a side.
Yeah, yikes.
He's got a problem with Christmas.
Oh, Alex?
Yai.
Well, there's one person in the room who doesn't like you. What's going on?
Okay, well, no, I don't have any issue with Christmas. I think, look, my wife loves Christmas, and it's just gotten, it's a bit much. It's out of control. I mean, anytime she sees a Christmas decoration, she buys it. And she already has, like, all her snowmen and Santas are all out on display throughout the house.
Oh, sorry.
Now?
Right now?
Yes, now.
Okay. And when you say anytime she sees, you mean, like, in the months of September to January?
Like,
I mean, you know. July is none of the question either, but yes.
Oh, okay.
As someone who does love early holidays, this is too far.
Okay, well then maybe you should take a look in the mirror, Aaron.
No.
Are you genuinely saying in the heat of summer she puts winter stuff out in your house?
She'll start to put a few things out. And it's like, you know, I mean, obviously, like, you know, beginning of football season, preseason, I'll have people over and there's like Christmas decorations up already. And it's like people are just like, what in the world? Like, are these still from last year or are they for this year?
Yeah. And when does she take them down? Because if she's putting them up in like September.
You're allowed to have them up till like January 25th or something, I think. You get 30 days
exactly
after.
Right,
that's
around that
HOA
time.
Related, right?
I feel that's just human related. Like, we'll give you a month.
But like, if it's Valentine's Day, it's time.
But honestly, you're allowed. I don't mean to like hurt Alex here, but like your outside lights, Colorado encourages you leaving them up until the stock show's over.
Mm-hmm. What is the stock?
Oh boy, show? You can't be one of us if you don't know what that is. It's like the National Western Stock Show. There's rodeo. There's all sorts of events out there. There's mutton busting. Little kids riding on the back of sheep.
Yeah. My nephew's going to do that next year.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they can come out and do that, but you leave your Christmas lights on outside so people who come into town, they see how you know, festive we is here in Colorado.
Nice and purdy.
Yeah, nice and purdy.
Okay, I don't think we're helping Alex.
Okay, we're not. You're right.
I kind of agree with buying them in the summer because they are discounted. I mean,
do you find them in the summer?
The North Pole? What? The Christmas shop off of Santa Fe?
I don't think it's called that. It's called St. Nick's.
I was like, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Where? St. Nick's on Santa Fe? Yeah. She definitely can't. Can't drive by there without stopping and getting more decorations.
You need to set.
I drive by there every day. Imagine she goes to my gym.
Oh yeah, so
then every
maybe
day
she does.
What you need is
a lady wearing Christmas socks.
I don't think I've seen her.
If you follow her location, you can set up like geofences and have it send you a message if she goes there.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Like, oh, wow. You can
alert me. Like right now, I can go on my side. Alert me. Yeah. Alert when she arrives.
And then he's going to call her and crush her
dreams.
Yeah, go,
hey, babe, don't. Don't go in.
Alex, has she been like this your whole relationship, or is this a newer thing?
It's gotten worse. I think it got worse since like COVID. Like she's always liked Christmas, and then I think like since then it's like it's really become like her personality, and it's like you know. And for my thing, I think she's just spending too much money on them.
Oh, so it's not that you're embarrassed to have buddies over because there's a giant Santa Claus blocking the football game. It's.
I mean, it's that too, but it's the money. I'm worried about her. Like, I don't want it to be like for it to become like a hoarder of like Christmas stuff or like
you are.
Like, it's everything.
Let me jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. I don't want to say what I'm about to say because it might let Aaron off a hook a little bit, but no. It doesn't. Is there anything wrong with someone just finding joy in something?
When they are impeding on others' joy. Aaron, I was trying to enjoy my last month of summer, but that's fine. But like when she's putting it up and he's trying to have like football guys over. Now, if it was December and she wanted to.
Yeah, you can't even. You know what you can put? You can put them up the week of Thanksgiving.
I feel like.
Because then if you're. I do kind of like having it feel homey.
Yes.
In my house, if you're having people over for Thanksgiving, it's like, ooh, the tree. It's just got a thing, and hopefully it's cold.
I'm even a believer that the tree goes up the day after Thanksgiving.
It's kind of cool to have it up before Thanksgiving.
I'm sure.
I'll have it up and not have ornaments on it, just the lights.
No, that's ridiculous.
I am all on board with stretching Christmas because Thanksgiving's the most skippable
holiday. Stretching it this far back?
Well, so that's where it's a fine line. I want to stretch it, so I'll put them up a little before Thanksgiving, keep them up till January, end of stock show or whatever. Because I want to try to get maybe 2 months out of the season because it is just, your house looks so good. It's so, that feeling. Homey. But you can't overdo it. Now it's not special anymore. Where's that tipping point of like, now it's just, our house just looks like this. It doesn't have that feeling anymore.
You look like old people.
And you go outside and it's 80 degrees and you're like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town.
I get bothered. My kids like love the Grinch movies, especially there's the newer one, like the Despicable Me company made it with Benedict Cumberbatch.
I've seen that
it's
one.
Like, it's really cute. And they just want to watch it all year. And I'm like, no.
As a good father, you have to forbid that.
It's like, no, it's special and watch it every day during actual Christmas, but.
Yeah. So you've talked to her about it and she's just. What? This makes me happy. What does she say to you when you're like, hey, pump the brakes, woman?
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. So I think she just thinks like it's not that big of a deal and like that it makes her happy and that like it makes her feel good.
You might need to start tallying receipts. Ooh.
But it's a pretty innocent thing to be. It could be so much worse. Her hobby or her vice. Is this a vice? It's buying Santas?
But here's the thing. Like, you're doing the, like, it's costing a lot of money. I have had so many arguments in failed relationships. I would like to, with all y'all's permission, play his wife for a moment.
Sure.
Alex, do you golf or do you buy a lot of expensive beer or when your friends come over or sneakers or watches?
Christmas themed
or
sneakers.
Whatever. Is there something?
Do you go to games?
Yep. Do you blow money on something where when you go, babe, you're spending too much money on this, she can go, oh, yeah?
That's a good point. I mean, I do like to go to games, you know, for pretty much all the sports. So, you know, I do spend money on that. That's fair.
But then you can't do the money. It's all I'm saying. If you go to her, like you're spending too much money and it's like, you know how much it costs to golf? You know how much it costs to go to a Broncos game?
Yeah. Okay. I agree. The money angle may not be the best one. I think it's more like
hoarder angle.
I think I'm more worried.
You're
going
to go to her and say,
like,
people are
going to
think you're weird.
Yes. That's the angle. Like, people think we're weird.
But should anyone care what anyone thinks of them?
When you're inviting buds over for the football game, you definitely don't want snow globes up. You just don't. You got to man cave it out. And even if you have to go all the way man cave, but you can't go all the way there. Like, if you have the precious moments, little ceramic things with a little cherub.
One's going to get broken.
Yeah, dude. No. And then there is a point where it becomes obsessive behavior.
Also, what about the trick-or-treaters?
Wow.
Like, it's just hitting me that we're like, oh, trick-or-treat. Just kidding.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa's at the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that bothers me.
Okay. Alex, do me a favor.
Have you seen A Nightmare Before Christmas?
I don't like it.
We don't know which one that is. I don't know if it's Christmas or it's Halloween.
Exactly.
I'm not a Disney adult.
Okay. Hang on, Alex. We're going to get some help for you. I don't, it's not.
I firmly believe in stretching it as much, like squeeze every bit of juice out of it.
You don't think this is excessive.
But it's not special anymore. Like, you're getting Santa
in June.
That's
the one thing about the holidays where it's like, it's nice because that's the time of the year. But I also understand shopping for it during not the time, because that's when it is cheaper.
Okay, so then is it time for you to say that you too have a problem?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
You do have a problem.
I don't.
You absolutely do.
For crispy leaves and PSLs since I got here in April.
Yeah, it's bad.
It got...
Nope. Just say it, Erin. It's okay.
No, and it's different.
It's not.
She said, different. Hello, August. And then the fall leaves.
It's bad. This is really an intervention.
We're talking about Alex.
Well, we're talking about
you are married to
him. Except you're Halloween. Yeah. More than Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you Christmas too?
Yeah, I'm both.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Whatever, just skip Thanksgiving. As long as we're skipping Thanksgiving, okay. I'm on board.
Everyone's got a weird agenda and nobody's helping Alex. Okay. He needs to know how to stop this early Christmas. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Alex. He hates Christmas. That's not actually what's happening. He just hates his wife's love of Christmas. She just is too into it. She buys something every time she sees it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
If she goes into St. Nick's, we're all screwed.
No, you should go in like the summer. It's fun.
That's just, okay.
I've never been in the summer. Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
do you go in the winter? Like, is it a place that people go?
Oh, yeah, you can get like the customized ornaments.
It feels right to go in there when it's cold outside. It feels weird to go in there and go like, it's the 4th of July. Let's head to St. Nick's. It's just a bizarre.
They have hot dog ornaments. Go ahead and get one.
Huge. I don't want a hot dog. Anyway.
For the 4th of July, you said.
You don't have a tree up. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone calm down.
He's wanting just to back down the Christmassy thing because she's already putting stuff up. He's having football parties and it's like, hey man, why is Santa in here? So,
yeah.
Okay. Patrick?
Yay.
Okay. What are we doing for Alex? How are we getting...
I think we let this one go. This is a very non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
If she's using this as a... With all the bad stuff going on in the world, if a little Santa Claus prevents a pound of Xanax every month, I think go for it.
Yes.
Wow, how big's your script? Yeah. That's a lot of Xanax.
I mean, it's... this is an easy thing. It might be a little annoying, but if it makes her happy, she's clutching on to some kind of childhood stability or happiness with Christmas association.
But if it makes him unequally unhappy, doesn't she have to come? Like, can it at least be cold?
we got to check our priorities on why we're unhappy. Are we unhappy because we're embarrassed of our wife in front of our friends?
Yeah, kind of.
Like going there. That sucks. I've never been ashamed of my wife, no matter what.
Oh, Patrick.
That's beautiful and explains my...
Something tells me she might be listening, but...
She's in the car next to him right now. Oh, my wife, very much. Okay, that is beautiful. It is one of those things. But it's like, I don't know. There's just something about when it's still sunny. If I can go outside and put something on the grill, I shouldn't see Santa's face.
Well, grill year round. But
I know, but like I'm saying, it's sunny out.
I know. I don't know.
Because you don't like Erin.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Whenever Erin leaves the room, you're like, this whole thing with her turning.
I knew it.
No, I love Erin. I think that she could use a chill pill with fall.
100%. You know, the other day I was just like, I was squinting, looking at my phone, and I'm like, why is our Instagram orange?
And it's I told you when I changed that.
I thought you were kidding. That was ridiculous.
September 2nd.
That's so early, Aaron. Cool it.
September is orange, so I.
No, it's not.
September is yellow at best.
It's a light orange. So, the picture.
It's got cobwebs on it.
It does.
Okay. So.
I am blaming her for that.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Claudia?
Yes.
Yay. What do you think Alex should do with his wife?
He should decorate the house orange for Broncos to see how she likes it.
Did you say Broncos?
Like Broncos. Carpet, year round.
Decoration, whatever. Well,
yeah.
Maybe she just needs like an office.
Her own space.
A she shed.
I would say decorate and see how she feels when everything is Santa and snowman and all that stuff, you know?
I've always found retaliation to be a real healthy way to keep marriages together.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Erica just said she's really excited. Why are you really excited?
Oh, because yesterday's entry was good.
I got to really stop compartmentalizing life. What happened?
It was Christmas Eve, and Mike had called, and she was like, I need to call him back.
Oh, that's right.
And his mom sent her a Christmas card.
And then she also mentioned every time she sees him, they fall into bed.
Yeah, but that they haven't seen each other in a little while. I haven't seen him in a little while because I keep falling into bed with him. Okay. Stupid.
That's why he's calling.
Do you think... Oh, boy. Okay, we'll get back to...
Sorry.
All right, we'll be back. No diary entry today. No,
I think, you know, Erica, the diary is very old. And when I opened it...
Do you really think it might be? Like,
I think it
nobody's
just
opened
like,
that
just into
in
my nostrils.
A lot of years. Like, you're getting old allergens from that, whatever that particular page is.
Okay,
so I will just say, I don't see Mike as a booty call boy.
I don't either.
He loves her, you guys. Yeah. He asked her to marry him. He wants kids with her. And so I think when he calls her, is in speaking as somebody who's become sort of a double back guy, which I never was the double back guy. He is trying to push down the memory of her cheating. And if he gets it pushed down far enough, then he calls her.
But the problem also is that she's going... Well, I shouldn't see him because we just keep falling into bed with each other. And that makes me think she's not going to change her mind. Like, she didn't want to break up with him, but she did actions that made them break up.
The cheating.
Yeah. So it's like,
I think telling him.
And like being panicked throughout the future. Remember, she was like panicked that he was going to propose.
There's more where that came from.
Yeah.
Like, she had the one entry where she said, I miss Mike. But other than that, you're right. She hasn't been like, it's been so great. Or
I've been trying to work on things.
Yeah. It's just kind of like,
but she still falls in bed with him. She's a girl. There's an emotional component to that. Girls don't often just fall into bed, right? I did not mean to make direct eye contact with Aaron right then. Okay.
Okay.
Enough preamble. That was December 24th.
Correct.
And?
This is December 26th. Okay. My mother's...
It's December 26th. And no, it's...
Oh, my God. Okay. December 26th.
Got it.
My mother says she's worried about me. I'll bet she is. I didn't come home at all yesterday. Remember yesterday?
Christmas.
I missed all the festivities. I didn't miss them really because I was right where I wanted to be. She's so mad at me. But I can't tell her the truth. So I'm just refusing to tell her. She says mystery is unbecoming on me. Mike and I stayed in bed all day. It felt amazing. We watched movies and ate ice cream and we made love. Honest to God, I've always hated that expression, made love. There's something icky about it I can't explain, but that really is the best way to explain it. It was incredible. It was like heaven. And then it was even better because I stayed. I didn't leap out of bed and throw on my clothes and do the walk of shame. I didn't run away. I'm kind of proud of that. We talked and I cried and we laughed and we napped and I watched him sleep and he brushed my hair with his fingers and we both told the truth. I told him I was afraid, and that's why I made sure I screwed it all up.
Wow.
I'm afraid of everything Mike thinks I'm... Hold on. I turned the page and I got confused. I'm afraid of everything. Mike thinks I'm the most insane person he's ever met. He said it's why he can't be free of me. Some of this isn't making sense, right? I don't think it makes any sense, but I guess if I'm the crazy one, I shouldn't be trying to make sense of anything. At the end, I picked a fight.
Okay. Girl, what?
Hold on.
Girl!
At the end, I picked a fight because I was afraid we were getting back together. We don't want to be apart, but I don't think we're ready to be together. That doesn't make any sense either. My head hurts from thinking and my heart hurts from feeling. And my mother is barely speaking to me.
You skipped Christmas.
And my whole family thinks I've lost it. And I'm sort of fine with that. And that makes the least sense of all. I'm afraid of everything and Mike's afraid of me. I guess I'll have a lot to talk about in therapy next week.
Wow, we can't even be mad at that one.
No, wow.
What a chunky bit of information.
It was going so well, yes. And then what?
And I don't like how she said, so I picked a fight. It's like, okay, you do know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
It was very intentional.
It's not involuntary.
Yeah, like you're like, oh, well, time to pick a fight because I feel like I'm getting too close to him. Like, what? What
is
are you
really a thing people can do? I am so fearful of conflict, I wouldn't even know how to pick a fight. Like, yeah, I'll pick fights if, like, something's really bugging me, but it's like, ooh, I need to get out of here. Let's pick a fight.
To spend all day in bed, all happy, on Christmas.
Making love.
Yeah.
Right.
And then to... I don't get it. I feel so like...
You're mad at her. You're genuinely mad at her right now.
I feel like I cannot relate to her at all anymore. Like, I just like, I can't put myself in that position.
She's just so freaked out. Like, she was so afraid. So then I think she's like, well, this isn't going to work. Kind of pick a fight.
For the longest time, you related to her though.
Yeah, I don't really anymore. I do think I can pick fights. But it's not conscious. I can look back and I wonder if that's what she's doing, where you can look back and go.
It's only one day later and she's already got that kind of perspective. So she did it very intentionally, I think.
Right. So that I don't relate to.
And just not calling your mom. Like, you are an adult, so you could just call your mom and
she's
say,
27, I'll be right? late, 27?
Or I won't be there or something. Right. Like, to be
leaving your parents wondering what the hell is going on Christmas Day all day.
Yeah.
Is very bad.
Who won't she hurt?
No.
Elwood?
Oh my God. I don't know if Elwood's around.
She would have written if Elwood died.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like.
Okay.
So
it felt like we're going on a roller coaster and then all we just fell at the end. It was like, oh, yeah. So just none of that was.
But it's almost good. Like you're there. You're holding yourself accountable. Let's go. You did it again.
Yeah. And.
Do we think they can be together, you guys?
I saw the first sentence.
Yeah!
No, come on.
Do we think we can be with Erica anymore?
No.
It happened, and I was like, I could keep it to myself, but I gotta tell them.
Are you serious?
It's the roller coaster that we're on.
What's the date?
The date of the next entry is January 4th.
Okay. So she's got New Year's under her belt. God knows what she did there.
Right.
Okay. It I have so much to process.
It wasn't even written big. I'm sorry. I just looked for the date and then I saw.
And just kept going.
I saw three words.
I love Mike.
Those weren't the words.
I'm so pregnant.
No.
All right, find out what the three words are and what this psychopath who no one relates to is doing tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I hate making it about me. I do.
Ooh.
I know. Don't point at the show sign. I tried something yesterday that I have promised I'm going to try, and I finally did it.
You're being positive.
No, I'm not doing the thing where I want you guys to guess things I tried. Okay, because if it's, then it's just going to be horrible. I don't know if anybody in this room can help me. I know Erica can't.
Aww.
Because you're actually the only person on planet Earth who's actually more codependent than I am.
Wait. Excuse me.
Do you want me to say it again slower, or were the words too big? Which words flew past
you? Think I'm that codependent?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fact that if all I have to do to get you to do anything is just go, you know, I'll just be alone tonight.
Oh, it's not about my codependency. It's that.
Like, you don't like seeing anyone alone, which I think is an outward reflection of your fear of being alone.
Okay.
I'm not, and I'm saying that.
Ding, ding, ding. Sure.
As a person who is exactly like you.
Okay. So I can't help you.
But maybe you can. While you were single,
yeah.
How often did you go eat alone?
Almost never.
What? I can't imagine. You go eat alone. Okay. Tiek is different.
You're weird.
He goes to eat alone because he's hiding the food he's eating.
It's a little shameful when I do it.
Yes. Shame. He's undercover.
Okay.
I'm parked in a car somewhere.
That I don't count as eating alone.
Yeah.
Alone is going and either sitting at the bar or getting a table and eating your food by yourself, and a waiter is coming up to you and knows you're alone.
Okay. Yeah, the places I go don't have bars.
Right.
Just on counter? The windows. Okay. Here's the thing. The idea of getting a table by myself, never going to happen.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
It can.
That's, you're screaming, I'm an island. Oh, God. It's giving me anxiety to even think about it.
No, there's this sweet, sweet man on TikTok who takes himself out for dates, and he'll go up and go, reservation for one. And I can't handle it. Because he'll film himself doing that, and sometimes they'll go, oh, we're going to seat you at the bar. And he's like, no, I wanted a table.
I want the bar, but I also... Right. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that to be demanding is like another layer of it.
But I made a reservation. Like, I want...
Because you're taking up the table for that could have at least two, if not four people, and you're one person... That's rude.
No, it's not.
It's rude.
He goes out to like celebrate his wins.
I know, but you could just, when you're at a bar, you can sit by yourself and then two people can sit next to you. You're not taking a whole four top away from the restaurant. Any table has four sides. Am I wrong?
I know. I can't really focus on what we're talking about because I'm so upset thinking about him going to these dates alone.
But he wants to do that. You shouldn't feel bad for someone who is doing something that they want to do.
He kind of started doing it because people weren't celebrating with him. He's like, forget it. I'll celebrate with myself then. Oh, my day's ruined.
He does it. I'm sorry. I knew. I shouldn't have brought this up. I don't know that anybody wants, maybe I could be totally wrong. Nobody wants to go alone. But if you don't anyone, you do. But enjoying almost anything I can think of, from relations to sleeping to eating food, is better with a second person.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a spa?
Or a third.
I think even a spa.
Yeah. Well, I always
put it out in the universe, man. You know, if you don't put it out, how's it going to come back?
Just not alone. Yeah. Let's just say that.
I like to go and get facials and not, like, I don't need anyone there with me other than the person doing the facial.
But have you ever done a spa day with your sig other?
No.
Because then, like, I'll tell you, it's kind of cool because they take you up, you're apart, and then you usually kind of come back together in that back room where there's like rose hot petals tub floating in a pond and the mimosas and like maybe in the sauna or whatever. Yeah, and it's just like, there's something that's like, how was yours? Oh my God.
I aspire to be that level of like cool and rich someday.
It's not rich. You're just at a resort where they're like, they give you $200 in resort credit when you stay there. And you're like, let's go burn it at the spa.
Right, right. Okay.
So here's the thing. I want to know the answers to a billion things, but what am I supposed to do with myself while I'm there?
When you're eating alone?
I chickened out and didn't eat alone. I just had an appetizer and took food to go. Because it was a baby step, right?
Yeah, you ate the appetizer there, right?
I did. Okay. I did.
Good.
I think the biggest thing is probably you should not be on your phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I want to talk about. Okay, don't curse.
Yeah, don't be angry.
What do you do with your... Like, I'm sitting there. I'm sitting at the bar at Cuba Cuba. I just decided I want a Cuba Cuba.
Okay.
Nobody infer anything from that. That's not what you think. No. So I sit down there. I've had their food before. To be honest, that bar kind of got tainted for me because I had a very bad date there.
Well, so you've reclaimed it.
I sort of did.
I like
it. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back. I got that bar back yesterday.
Good.
That's mine. If you're not on your phone, then anyone around you, I feel you're sending this energy of like everything that you think I am. Like, or the guy on TikTok is. I'm this lonely man. And then the bartender's like, oh boy, he's not on his phone. He wants me to talk to him. The person who sits next to me, oh boy. He's not going to be on his phone. He's going to turn to me and go, "Well, how do you think the Broncos are going to we this weather, huh?" Like, no. I don't want to be the also, so there's nothing else
are you
to do.
Sitting next to like Homer Simpson.
Like, yeah, no, but it's like, what else do you? Okay. I'm genuinely asking. I thought about stopping and this. Please do not immediately laugh when I say this. I thought about buying a book on the way there.
That was what I was going to suggest.
I don't read. Oh my God. I'm never going to do that.
Like, I used to travel a lot alone, multiple times a month.
Okay.
And I would always bring a book and I would sit at the bar and read my book and have a glass of wine before my flight. And I liked to pretend that was out in the wild because that would have been really mature of me. But it was only ever at an airport.
Okay.
But that's great.
But I don't want to read. So what else can I do? What else can I do to send the right energy? I'm not trying to find a girlfriend.
That's my question. Is this the kind of place where you would be open to someone starting to talk to you?
Sure. But I don't like being a burden.
You're not being a burden.
Hack, please.
I know it.
Tell me you understand what I'm saying.
It feels, I'm with you 100%. It feels like you're like, hey, everyone, I'm here and I'm going to annoy you eventually.
I'm going to talk to somebody. It's just the guy who's going to talk to you.
Then don't talk to them. When someone sits next to you, then don't make a point to be like, have a nice
but
night.
What else am I supposed to do? When
just
there's
enjoy your
no food.
Food
in front of me yet.
Oh, drink.
There's no drink. I'm genuinely asking you guys and the listeners at 303-222-5423, what do you do with your hands? What do you do? There's only so many times you can read the menu. I've read the menu all the way through 5 times.
Are there TVs? Like,
no, not at that bar. And even then, it's like, I'm in the bar to watch TV. Like, I'm just a loser watching.
No, it's like a perfect Thursday night when football's on. You go and you sit at the bar and you have a beer and you eat your food and you watch the game and you don't bother anyone unless they want to talk to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you really need to do anything.
Yes.
I would put your AirPods in.
That's what I'm saying.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is kind of depressing.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's depressing. And I've brought this up before, but I feel like I need like a renewed... help.
Oh, okay.
I really don't have friends here.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right.
You know what? Cool. I was actually thinking that about myself.
Oh my God. I was like,
my big friend group kind of fizzled out.
Oh my gosh.
Where did everyone go?
It did?
Yeah. Oh. Ever since I started dating Nick, that was kind of the catalyst.
Of the whole friend group?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Hey. That happened to me in the last city I lived in, but not with my fiance. Mm. It was like one
thing.
I've just
never had them. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, so is this just like an adult experience? I'm really struggling with it because I've never struggled with it before.
In a new city.
But I've moved so much. And every time I moved, it was like, oop, I have all these friends. And I don't know what's...
But can I ask you a question? Like, that's... I don't know if it's going to be... Like, when you're in L.A., you lived in L.A.
Mm-hmm, for 7 years.
Do you really feel like they were your... Like, yeah. I've had... When I was in L.A., I had lots of friends. But when I think about it, I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of similarly minded people who seemed like they'd carry a body for you, but the second times got tough, they're all gonzo. Mm.
I like, think I was friends. There long enough. I mean, 7 years is a really long time. I was from 22 to 29.
Okay.
Or maybe 28, but still. I definitely had a group of friends there, like girls who will still come to wedding. There was like a group of 5 of us who were very close.
How many
and
are coming
then
to
I
the
had,
wedding? All 5?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I was one of the 5, so.
Oh.
But then I had another like best friend there who will be coming to the wedding who I'm still very close with.
Okay.
So I definitely made friends there, but you could argue that my problem since then, including then, is like when you are in the entertainment industry, single, around the same age, live on the same side of town.
It's pretty easy to connect.
Yeah.
Now, you're hard to connect with because you're already connected. You and your fiance are like...
I really believe that that's why it's harder to make
friends. You're sending out the vibe that you don't need friends.
No,
I know you still want them.
Friends.
No, I don't think that's a bad thing. Because you want couple friends now.
That's
you
what
don't
I was
going
to say.
You
and
want...
I think a lot of people are looking for that. So it's kind of surprising to me to hear that you can't find that.
But do you remember we were going to do a whole promotion around TIAC for a hubby hookup because he needs friends?
But that's TIAC.
Yeah. And no one wanted to come. So
no, we didn't. We didn't even do it. Like,
no,
I think, still think we should do that.
Well, because I have the added layer to what you're saying. I have a wife, and now I have 2 kids who are a certain
age. You're hard
age.
To be friends
it's,
with.
Yeah, it's more
Again,
and more specific.
I don't think that's hard. He has kids. Set up play dates.
Yeah, I would actually think, and maybe your son hasn't been in kindergarten long enough. But it's like, don't you start making parent friends, and then you go, our kids are the same
ages.
Yeah, but
our kids are friends. So you, hey. Like, yeah, you know, like, we're not friends. The kids are friends. Like, and we might, like, and also there's a wide age range of parents, just to
true.
Be honest, like some, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, I don't know. It just feels
but
sometimes
just,
it's like
okay,
you feel more
you
like
you guys are younger parents for your.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say like, I used to just agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, that's a forced friendship and it's it's not real because like I have to be friends because our kids go to the same school and ugh. But like Josh lives across the street from me. That's gross. Like it's like that's a forced friendship. Like oh my
but
god,
he's okay. actually your friend.
I'm friends with the guy on my block. I love him. He's a great dude. We're friends. So but if also, you go yeah. in thinking we're forcing this, then it's not going to work. You got to go in and give them a chance.
Josh came to you, though. He came to your front door, rang the doorbell. And was
because
like,
he put a crane in front of my house for a full day.
Who's going to come to my door? That's what I'm saying. Just show up. Someone show up.
No.
You're the girl who keeps saying, I'm so alone.
Yes.
Maybe he'll show up at my door, he but is. You don't leave the house.
Correct.
I don't leave the house. That's why it's hard to make friends.
I leave the house.
You and Erica are the same. Because you don't want guy friends. You want couple friends, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want parent friends, though?
I mean, that would be ideal. Like, to have the kids the same age. I mean, because some of the parents, they have kids who are already in high school and stuff. And you're just, it's just, they're at different phases. We're at different phases. It's just,
so then you shot down being friends with Leo's friend's parents, but you're describing your perfect friend as Leo's friend's parents. I don't know what to tell you. You're sabotaging.
I'm the problem. That's it.
Yes. Erica's just a loser. And no, you just don't. What? You don't have a circle group. Like, do you need to start attending those wiener dog things? Like,
maybe. Go to Wash Park and hang out. It's always packed. It does not matter the time of the year.
Talking to somebody at Wash Park.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a relationship, you can. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, Dane just can't go walking up to somebody like, hey, my wife and I need friends. You guys want to come over here?
Right.
We have a carafe of wine. Like,
that's also giving swingers.
Yes.
And we're not, and we don't want to put out that vibe.
You haven't found anybody at Barrel for Two or whatever it's called?
One Barrel. Over in Inglewood. We did meet a couple.
You're tight with the owner, aren't you?
Yeah, we're pretty close with the owner, but it's like, she has kids. She owns a business. Like, I just think she has a lot more going on than we do.
But here's the thing. Do you have the courage? If there were somebody like her, do you have, and I swear I'm not trying to like punchline you or anything.
Okay.
Do you have the courage to walk up to her and go, do you want to come over sometime?
That's my problem. Because we did meet one couple at that wine bar. And we started like chatting from side by side table. Then we moved to sit closer to them so we could actually talk. I got her number.
Yeah, but now you have to do the thing. You have to do the vulnerable thing.
Text her
and be
like,
do the thing.
And then we ran into them at Lady Justice in Inglewood, like bumped into, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Smashed.
No. What? That wasn't the block party night.
Oh.
It's just that I ran into her and was like, hey. And then it was like, oh, we got to get together. But like,
you have to, and TX, you're the same. You feel awkward going, because you're like, you don't want to go to a guy and go, would you go out with me? Yeah. But you have to say it.
You want to come shoot hoops in my driveway?
Yes.
Like, no.
I know.
What do you ask friends to do anymore other than drink?
You can start there and then it progresses into more things.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, you come out of the bedroom just wearing a camisole and go.
Okay. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't know what to do about this. We're very much in the Spider-Man meme right now. Cause like, what do we do? Do we intervene on her? Or
I think we might need to.
If you don't realize what's happening on our show, like I am whatever I am. T-Hack is kind of
what
grumpy.
Does that even mean?
No, I'm just saying we're kind of falling into roles a little bit.
Sure, sure.
And T-Hack is kind of curmudgeon-y, but also a list maker, a ranker of sorts. Yeah. And he's our fast food aficionado or whatever.
Thank you. Wow.
Aaron has really started to adopt the role of Aaron GPT. And we found a story that AI is full of crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Aaron, you are freaking me out so hard right now.
Well, let's give a little backstory. So T-Hack was saying you asked AI something.
Yeah, I asked it a question about requesting song. I was setting up to DJ and people requested songs, which is very annoying because it's like, at least let me
set up.
Like, see what I have to offer and then go, okay, maybe you should change it a little. Like, don't, I haven't even set up yet and you're already requesting. So I just asked.
That's really okay.
I asked ChatGPT about it and it gave me the answer that that's the, one of the best times to request songs from a DJ because they're not like distracted by the party, like all these reasons. And I replied to it and I said, that's terrible advice. And it responded and said, you're right. And gave me all the opposite advice about why it's the worst to time to request a song.
Without hesitation, I understand AI's fast.
Yeah,
but like right. without hesitation, it just abandoned its position 100%, flipped 180 and gave you all the reasons why it's a bad idea.
And I didn't even ask it to do that. I just said, that's terrible advice. And it just did it on its own. It's
like you were almost trying to train it to know better.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel like someone needs to tell. Like, if people are ChatGPT, should I request a song? And it's saying, oh, this is one of the best times? No, it's not.
I am a DJ,
yes,
and you're wrong.
Right.
Aaron hears this advice and says the following sentence. Yeah, that's why I love it.
Because it tells me that I'm right constantly.
I want to remind everyone now
that... Yeah, please.
Erin has made many comments over the past few months. When I talk about therapy, she says, my therapist is ChatGPT. And now I'm worried.
Not worried. Concerned. Freaked.
Alarmed.
Alarmed.
Ring the alarm.
Yes. Yeah. I'll find it. We'll get it.
Okay.
Erin, so you just want confirmation. There it is.
Isn't that literally forever. Like confirmation bias? Is you just look
for what?
Like if you needed advice, you could go to all three of us and wait till one of us says what you want to hear and then run with that advice.
But she's slowly but surely, or probably not even slowly, she has trained her AI to go like, yeah.
That's right.
Girl. Like, yeah.
Okay. So as,
what are you doing?
As I do joke again. About it, I am very honest with my ChatGPT therapist.
Oh, the team's therapist.
For therapists.
And I will say, like, oh, I did this. Like, I take full accountability of whatever. If I'm asking it, like, relationship advice, whatever. I 100% am honest as if it were a real person. And sometimes it tells me stuff I don't want to hear, and I go with
this
it.
This article says, like, ChatGPT itself is this wrong? Yes. Claims by ChatGPT are unsupported, meaning not fact-based, 47% of the time. 47% of the time. It's just like, Aaron doesn't want the truth. Aaron wants this.
Or...
Well, I'm sorry. Did you hear what I just said? And is your genuine reaction, that's it?
I
are you looking at ChatGPT right now?
I'm looking at the study, the story.
I'm like, she's talking to ChatGPT. She's looking at ChatGPT going, why is Slacker wrong about this?
And part of me is like, okay, human error too. We can't sit here and be like, but real therapists are perfect.
That's true. Good point.
No, and like, I know someone who broke up with his girlfriend because ChatGPT told him to do it. I would never actually do that. I use ChatGPT.
You're using it as a therapist.
I use it. That's ChatGPT gave me the five, the healing if you're like having super anxiety or whatever. And it's like, name five things that you see, name four things, like an actual therapy technique.
However, we've tried to do this twice on the air now, and we've actually forgotten what they are.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story for the ladies.
Oh!
You can't blame everything on your husband all the time.
Pass.
Nope.
Not that time.
I have a story. Be careful where you eat your spaghetti. Okay. If I've said it once, I've said it 100,000 times.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Australia.
You.
Some shrimp on the bobby.
Wallaby.
Arnar.
Didgeridoo.
Arnar! We are.
There was a woman in Australia. She was shocked, I tell you, to find an uninvited visitor in her garden. Lounging in her hammock was an unknown man.
Oh. What? Oh, just a dude?
A dude in her hammock in her backyard. And the problem was he was enjoying a big bowl of spaghetti. that he had brought himself, I think.
You're just a vagabond Australian walking the outback with, yes,
with a large bowl
with
of spaghetti.
Yeah. Okay. So she called police.
Okay.
And they came and they caught him as he was running away from the home. It's no word on if he dropped the spaghetti, if he threw the spaghetti, if he took it with him. But he was, yeah, he brought it with him to eat. So
he's like, that hammock looks like a good place to sit.
It does, yeah.
Are we sure he's not an impasta?
I don't know. I think he's out of his noodle.
Oh, I just thought it was going to be a kangaroo.
That has nothing to do with pasta. Do you understand what we were doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Just get the jokes that we were trying to do.
I just really thought the intruder was going to be a kangaroo.
But it wasn't. Mm-mm. But pretend it was.
It would have gone, boy.
My story is out of Florida. Let's go. You guys got to be more excited when it's real.
I feel like we were and you delayed it.
A Florida woman was arrested for... Okay, can we get something? Was arrested for driving the wrong way on highway. So when cops finally pulled her over, she said, was not me. It was actually my husband driving.
Oh, boy.
The husband was not in the car.
Where'd he go? Huh? He ran.
It still could have been him.
Yeah.
What?
Turns out there were lots of open containers in the car, which means she only imagined her husband was driving her drunk butt home.
Does she not have a husband?
No, I think she might actually have one.
He was home eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
He's actually in Australia eating spaghetti. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.